It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I always feel like smiling when I think we're going to have another television visit. This is something that some people use to help make their own homemade spaghetti. First, they mix up flour, water, and eggs, and then they put it through this machine, and out comes the spaghetti all ready to cook. Now, the friend who loaned this little machine to me is John Costa's son, John Costa Jr., and he knows how to make spaghetti. He said that his dad and I could come to visit him at his house, and he would show us how he makes spaghetti. So why don't we do that right away? I'll call Mr. Costa first. John, yeah, we're ready. All right, I'll meet you there. Oh, sure, I'll bring it. Yeah, bye-bye. Mr. Costa says he'll meet us at his son's house, and I'm to be sure to bring the spaghetti machine. So let's just go see John Costa and John Costa Jr. Come along. This is a great house here. Hi, John.
Hello, Fred.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Here's your machine.
Thank you. We'll use this a little bit later.
I'd like you to know my television neighbor.
Hello.
This is John Costa Jr. So we're here to see you make spaghetti.
Well, I'm right in the middle of making some dough for...
What is this?
Sketty, as we used to call it.
You called it sketty?
Sketty.
Oh, a lot of children call it lots of different things, you know?
We use 2 cups of flour. Mm-hmm. And we use 1 egg for flavor and consistency. We break up the egg yolk so that it mixes, and we add some water.
How much water?
About 1/3 cup, lukewarm. And we mix it together.
Oh, that's fun to see all that going together.
Oh, I love it.
So it's 2 cups of flour, 1 egg, and 1/3 cup of water?
Of lukewarm water.
Lukewarm water.
You always tell if you have too much water when the flour sticks to your hands like that.
Who taught you to do this?
My grandmother. I can remember when I was a small boy in her kitchen watching her knead the dough and always trying to put my fingers in it. And she would give me a little dough ball to play with while she would knead hers.
Knead it.
Knead it. That's when you put your knuckles into the dough and mix the flour and water and egg together. You have to work it good.
But you do it with your knuckles. Isn't that interesting? You don't just go like that with your push.
No.
Your, is it hard to push it like that?
A little bit at first until the dough softens up.
He's learned well, hasn't he?
Oh, he's a good student. Very nice.
See now how the dough is sticking to my knuckles again. Mm-hmm. That's when you add a little more of the flour and you work it in.
And you can tell by the feel when it's right, can't you, John?
Well, this is just about right. But once it feels just right, when it's pliable, and it takes practice, you're ready to roll it out. Have a little flour on your area so that it doesn't stick. One of the secrets she always did was a little bit of olive oil. Just a dab, which would help the bread from sticking. And worked it in.
That was just a couple drops, wasn't it?
Yeah, just a few drops. You don't want to get it too oily because then it won't spread. Okay, we're going to roll it out. Could you give me the rolling pin?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
Okay. And you always roll out from the center.
Oh, that's what I did wrong the other day when I tried this, John. I had a time because I didn't go from the center. I just kind of rolled it, you know.
It'll tear.
Uh-huh.
That looks like a pizza.
It's almost the same way, except that there's no egg in a pizza dough. You add yeast so that the pizza dough will rise.
Uh-huh. Then when does it go into that machine?
Okay, well, when we're finished, we take it over and we let it dry.
Oh.
Because it must be dry. Put on the machine, and that will just sit there. And I've already made some earlier.
Oh, is that drier?
This is dried already. And you fold it over like that in wrinkles. This is how they made spaghetti before they had machines.
Just fold it like a napkin.
Just fold it like a napkin. Take a knife. I'll cut in the center for you. And then depending upon the size noodle that you're going to make, if you're making spaghetti or fettuccine, cut it at a little angle. And you just open it up. And there's a noodle. You let it dry. If you want a thinner noodle, you cut it a little thinner.
How long does it take to cook the noodle?
Usually when the noodles come to the top in the water, they're finished.
When they float on the top?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to use the machine? Are you?
Okay. I'll show you with this dough here, it's just as easy. What you do is you take a strip about the size of lasagna. Just cut it in a strip. Okay, now in the back you can roll it through. If you don't have it rolled out like this, you can take a ball and feed it in the machine and it will come out like this after several times. But to show you basically how quickly and easily this works, we'll just run one of these right through. We should come out with spaghetti.
Oh, that's what I wanted to see.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Is that great?
That's wonderful.
The one thing you don't have to worry, it will separate when it gets into the water. See, it's a little stickly together, but it'll separate once it gets into the water.
But don't you have to dry it yet?
You could.
And then put it in the boiling water?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You know what, Fred?
What?
Looking at that makes me think how I used to put too much spaghetti on my children's plate. And you know, that they wouldn't eat all that food. And I've learned that if you give them a little bit less, then they'll eat that. And if they want more, they'll save seconds, and that makes you feel good.
Sure. Well, children don't want great big portions of anything on their plates.
That's right. Oh, that looks so nice, doesn't it?
It's excellent. Mm-hmm. Would you like to have some for dinner? Sure would. How can I get that?
Okay, I'll bring some. I'll stop and bring some over to you.
Oh, thank you.
Would you like some too, Dad?
You don't have to ask me twice.
I'll make up another batch and I'll bring some over to you.
Thank you very much for showing me,
John. Thank you very
much
for stopping.
Yeah, I've got to go. Okay.
Fred, I'll go along with you if you don't mind.
Oh, good.
We'll see you later, John.
Okay.
Bye, John. Thanks again.
Bye.
That'll be good spaghetti for dinner.
Oh, it'll be great. I've had it before.
Your son's a fine young man, John.
Yes, and a mighty good cook.
Yeah, I guess so. Does he play the piano like you?
No, he has other talents. He does some things better than I, and I'm proud of him.
I guess so. Do you have time to come inside?
Yes, for just a minute.
Come along. My piano's over there. Why don't we play and sing that song about being proud of people?
Oh, fine.
Okay? I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud and that you're learning how important you are, how important each person you see can be. Discovering each one's specialty is a most important learning. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you, too. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I must get back to my work.
Okay. Thanks for spaghetti and for piano and all sorts of things.
I enjoyed our visit.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye, John. You know, Mr. Costa's our musical director. Do you sometimes wish you could play the piano the way he does? Well, perhaps when you're a little older and you've had a teacher to show you how. But you have to want to learn before you'll really learn. It's true about anything. Yep. Let's have some make-believe. Trolley. Last time we pretended that the people and animals in the neighborhood of make-believe had grown a lot of speedy seeds, vegetables, and fruits for their hungry neighbors in Northwood. But Daniel had planted a can of vegetable soup, thinking that it would grow like seeds grow. Well, Bob Dog didn't want Daniel to be disappointed, so he made a little vegetable soup tree and put it where Daniel had planted that can. Well, we must think some more about that today. What do you suppose Daniel is thinking? Or what Bob Dog is thinking. Let's have some make-believe now. Neighborhood of make-believe, Trolley.
I'd like to meet those people from Northwood.
So would I.
They're really smart to want us to send seeds and plants so they can grow their own food.
I'll say.
Don't you think so, Bob Dog?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, sure.
Is something bothering you, Bob Dog?
Well...
Lady, handyman, and dog, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Congratulations to all outers. You have carried out an idea whose time has come.
Thank you, King Friday.
You may proceed with your work. When you are prepared to deliver the plants, I will have one added offering for you to take along to Northwood.
Very good, Your Majesty.
Carry on and farewell.
Farewell, King Friday.
Farewell.
And now, Bob Dog, what is it you were going to ask us?
Oh, it was nothing.
Oh, it must have been something, Bob Dog. It's been a long time since I've seen you this glum.
Well, it has to do with a friend.
What about the friend?
I didn't mean to disappoint him, and I try to do everything, but now he'll be more disappointed than ever.
Well, friends can help you even when you're disappointed.
How?
Well, just by being there. Isn't that so, Andy?
Certainly. I can remember times when I was disappointed and a friend of mine came and stayed with me. You know, we talked and played some music and sat and were quiet for a while, and later I felt better.
Yeah, but I didn't want my friend to have to be disappointed.
Well, everyone gets disappointed sometime, Bob Dog. Now, weren't you ever disappointed?
Yeah, I remember I buried a bone one time, and when I went back after it, it wasn't even there.
And what did you do about it?
I howled.
And you got over it, right? And you're still a fine dog.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to excuse me. I have to see your friend. Oh, and if I need your help, I'll howl.
We'll be thinking about you, Bob Dog.
I don't understand. I planted you all just like I planted the other can, and it grew into a nice soup tree. But why aren't you growing at all? Maybe you want me to sing to you. Vegetable soup, vegetable soup, please grow, vegetable soup. Oh, Bob Dog, hi.
Hi.
I was singing to my plants.
Yes, I heard you.
They're taking longer to grow than the other one did.
I know, and Daniel, they're not going to grow.
What do you mean? You saw how the other can grew up to be a vegetable soup tree. Why won't these?
Because I'm not going to fool you anymore.
Fool me?
Daniel, I'm the one who made the vegetable soup can tree.
You made it?
I bought the cans at the grocery store, and when you weren't looking, I put them on this old branch and stuck them in the crock there.
Why did you fool me?
Well, I didn't want to disappoint you, and besides, everyone knows that cans don't grow cans.
I didn't know that.
That's the trouble. I didn't want to hurt you. I didn't want you to... I'm sorry, Daniel.
But I thought I could grow vegetable soup for everybody in the world.
I know, and I should have told you right away.
What can I do?
You could cry.
I'm already doing that.
You could tell me that you're still my friend.
Oh, I'll always be your friend, Bob Dog. You didn't mean to make me sad.
Oh, Daniel, I'm really glad you understand that.
But I don't have anything to give.
You could give your friendship. I mean, there's nothing better to give than friendship.
You mean give friendship to the people in Northwood?
Sure. You and I could go visit, and we could play with them, and we could do all kind of neat stuff.
All right. But maybe I should dig up these cans that are in the ground, because they're still good, and we could have some of them for dinner.
Oh, that's a great idea. Oh, boy, do I feel better.
Why?
Because I got to talk to you about it, Daniel.
Oh, good. You howled, Bob Dog?
Oh, yeah, but it was a howl of joy.
Oh, good.
How are you two friends doing?
Oh, we're doing fine.
We're okay, Handy. Would you help me, please, over here?
Sure, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, I'm digging up these vegetable soup cans that I thought might grow.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. Were you disappointed, Daniel?
Oh, I was. But it's better now. And somehow I feel as if I'm growing a little.
Not the soup cans, but you.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
I think it's fine.
I do too.
Everybody?
Mom?
Could I open it?
Mom?
Thank you. Thanks for the food.
There must be the people in Northwood.
Look at the mountains. There's Old Goat on the top.
Yes, Bob Dog and I are going to visit these people someday.
Yes, Daniel knows how to be a real friend.
Well, that's the kind of present I'm going to give.
That's a special food in itself.
Yes, that's for sure. Friendship is a special kind of food.
Oh.
We better get back to the castle.
Yeah, well, I'm going to stay here with Daniel.
We're going to play and have some soup.
Oh, all right, we'll see you later. Are you coming, Old Goat? Okay, come along. See you there.
Bye.
Bye.
Here they come now. Goat, lady, and handyman, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Are you prepared to take the plants to Northwood?
We are.
Very well. You may have our royal addition. Are you prepared, Sarah?
Yes. Do you have something to hold it in?
Yes, that container down there in the garden will do.
Very well, I'll get it.
Wait till you see what we have to send.
Well, here it is, dear. Oh, and well, you take it, my dear.
What is it that you're going to send?
You will see, Niece Evelyn. There you go.
How long is it?
You will see that, too. As a matter of fact, Sarah, you might like to tell them what it is.
Well, it happens to be the longest spaghetti in the world.
Oh, I've never seen anything like this.
And it's especially for Northwood.
Ma! Ma!
Well, you're very welcome, Old Goat. Very, very welcome.
Uncle Friday, Aunt Sarah, look at the thank you card that our neighbors in Northwood sent us for the things that they've gotten from us already.
Well, that's excellent.
And now they'll have spaghetti to go with it.
Spaghetti goes with everything.
Ma!
Yes, and one more surprise. Come forth, musical director Costa. Yes, our musical director, John Costa.
I'm ready to go.
Yes, he'll be going with you, so they may have special food for their ears as well as food for their stomachs. That's excellent. Have a very good trip, everyone.
Off we go.
So, friends are friends. We've thought a lot about friends, haven't we? And we've thought a lot about food, especially food for the body. And that's a very important kind of food, because when a person is very, very hungry, he or she can't think about any other kinds of food. But there are other kinds. Music, for instance, is food for the hearing. And paintings and beautiful scenes are food for the seeing. And books are food for the soul. And loving other people is food for the spirit. Many kinds of foods. You could think of some yourself. And many ways of saying that you love someone. There's the eating way to say I love you. There's the eating something someone gave especially. The eating way, the eating way, the eating way to say
I love you.
Cleaning up a room can say I love you. Hanging up your coat before you're asked to. Drawing special pictures for the holidays and making plays. You'll find many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to understand what love is. Many ways, many ways to say I love you. There are many ways of showing and telling people how we feel. Ways that don't have to hurt anybody. Feels so good to be able to help and to love. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. One wonderful way of showing that you love people is being able to accept the food that they give you. If you really like it, and you can tell them so, that can give them a very, very good feeling. I think of these television visits as my way of giving to you. I'm glad that you like to be with us. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.